the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who allowed none to witness when He created the heavens and the earth, and who took no helper when He authored the spirits. He has no associate in divinity and no support in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing Him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing Him. Terrors fall low in awe of Him. Faces are humbled in fear of Him. And everything mighty yields to His mightiness. So to Thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually, and methodically. And may His blessings be upon His messenger endlessly, and His salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in Thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from Thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then failed to keep for Thee. I ask Thee concerning the complaints of Thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among Thy servants, of a handmaid from among Thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask Thee, O He who owns all objects of need which are granted by His will and hastened to His desire, that Thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that Thou willst, and givest me mercy from Thee. Forgiveness decreases Thee not, and giving injuries Thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from Thee: the facility to obey Thee at its beginning, and the favor of Thy forgiveness at its end. O He who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, thank you so much for joining us on today's special. Today's Sunday is the 24th of Jamadi al-Thani, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 19th of Bahman, 1399 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 7th of February, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We bless this moment of today's special by recitation of Chapter Hujurat, verse 14.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قالت الأعراب آمنا قل لم تؤمنوا ولكن قولوا أسلمنا ولما يدخل الإيمان في قلوبكم وَإِن تُطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ لَا يَلِتْكُم مِّنْ أَعْمَالِكُمْ شَيْئًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ
The Bedouins say, "We have believed." Say, "You have not yet believed," but say instead, "We have submitted," for faith has not yet entered your hearts. And if you obey Allah and His Messenger, He will not deprive you from your deeds of anything. Indeed, Allah is forgiving and merciful.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The noble Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny said, Islam is something evident, but faith resides in heart. It is narrated from Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him. It is through Islam that the purity of blood is preserved. One's trust is guaranteed and marrying him or her will be lawful, but divine rewards will be bestowed upon men through his faith.
In the month of Bahman, the month of Islamic Revolution, be with today's special.
The Fundamentals of Iran's Islamic Revolution. On the 42nd anniversary of the Islamic Revolution, you are with today's special, declaring Islamic Revolution of Iran exclusively a Shia movement, an imperialistic plot. Dear friend, the differences and conflicts and sometimes the conflicts and clashes based on jurisprudential and doctrinal and sectarian backgrounds is being found from the periods of advent of Islam. However, the new development to this effect is that after the success of Islamic Revolution of Iran and its wide range repercussions upon the whole Islamic world, in order to stop this multidimensional wave, it has been the plot on the parts of imperialism to introduce the Islamic Revolution not on the basis of classification, but absolutely to brand it as a version of Shia movement. But this revolution is an Islamic revolution based on Quran and monotheism and pure Islam and unity and brotherhood among all Muslims. Our nation had already stated it in the early days of revolution and our Imam, may Allah keep his soul in peace, our Imam too had proclaimed it. Dr. Fakhr Rouhani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binasta'in. The ex-Pahlavi royal dynasty, instead of taking lessons and instead of appreciating the sincere guidance of the late Imam Khomeini, it launched a military aggression against the city of Qom and afterwards arrested Imam Khomeini. And after that, sent Imam Khomeini into exile, first to Turkey and then from Turkey to Iraq. This exile lasted for around 14 years. During 14 years, those people who knew Imam Khomeini and might have had some sort of indirect relations with Imam Khomeini, they appreciated the presence of Imam Khomeini and knew that he was the personality whose guidance would bring about fundamental and basic and radical change in the fate of the whole nation. Imam Khomeini made the most of people's religious feelings and religious sentiments, and by doing so, Imam Khomeini, on religious occasions, especially in the months Muharram and Safar, Imam Khomeini tried to highlight the point that the ultimate aim of all struggles against the tyrants throughout the history should be repeated and should never come to stand still.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Bahman presents today's special.
Imam Khomeini's political thought. Imam Khomeini disagrees with those who try to justify the political thought of Islam with the help of un-Islamic sources. In this regard, he says, "Be sure that Islam can provide justice, independence, freedom, economic equality without relying on the teachings of other schools of thought." Imam Khomeini bases his ideas on theological accounts. He refers to some of the Quranic verses and narration from infallible imams, peace be upon them. In his speeches, he affirms that political and economic system of Islam has not been worked out seriously. He refers to the following verses of the Quran to support his views. "We have not neglected anything in the book, nor any green nor dry, but it is all in a clear book." I invite you to listen a story from the life of Imam Khomeini, the founder of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. This sense is more exact. This is the title of this part. Imam's daughter narrates, "One day Imam wrote a message addressed to the besiegees, that means war volunteers, and had sent it to be broadcast on radio and television. Suddenly, he wanted the message to be returned before it was broadcast. I saw that he changed a word and said, 'In my message I had written, I am praying for you with all my heart.' Then I changed it to, 'Most of my efforts.' This sense is more exact." He never said or wrote a word that was against reality, and if it was ever possible that he wouldn't act on what he had written, he would immediately take steps to change the expression and words so that he would not be held responsible in the presence of the exalted Creator, Allah.
You know, I was just talking to some brothers last night, And I mentioned the sentence of my teacher Ayatollah Jawadi, Har anche kharij az jaan ast muzahim ast. Everything which is other than your soul is an obstacle in the way of reaching close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kamal al-inqita means you need to give talaq, break away from everything of the world of matter. And just like you see in Cape Canaveral, we in Florida, we used to have the space shuttles departing from Cape Canaveral. You find things that are holding up the rockets, and then there are boosters from the bottom, isn't it right? In Islam, the boosters are the salat, because Prophet ﷺ has said, As-salatu mi'rajul mu'min. Prayers are the mi'raj and ascension of a mu'min. So the prayers are not going to work as long as you are attached with the world of matter and its temporary attachments. You need to first detach yourself from its temporary belongings and then allow your salat to lift you up to the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's how it's worked. Isn't it right? So we find that Imam Ridwanullah alayhi, this is the kind of tawakkul that he says, Wallah ta'kunun az ghayr khudana tasidam. Easier said than practiced. I swear to Allah, see, there's a penalty. He's saying, Wallah, if you breach your promise, there's a penalty. If you go against it, or if you're lying, you're faking, there's a penalty in Islam. So he says, I swear to Allah, I haven't got afraid from anyone other than Allah in my life. So my teacher has a right to say that he reaches kamal al-inqita'. Ilahi habli kamal al-inqita' ilayk. وَأَنِرْ أَبْصَارَ قُلُوبِنَا بِضِيَاءِ نَظَرِهَا إِلَيْكَ حَتَّى تَخْرِقَ أَبْصَارُ قُلُوبِ حُجِبَ النُّورِ فَتَصِلَ عَلَى مَعْدِنِ الْعَظَمَ. That's why I said, I wish from the bottom of my heart that our Islamic Ummah, you know, just follow a person who has ma'rifat and irfan of the Imam. That kind of scholars deserve to be followed. You know, Ayatollah Hukma Sheikh Jawad Tabrizi, Sheikh Jawad Maliki Tabrizi rahmatullah alayh, was one of the top-notch urafa in the entire history of Shia faith. They have a glorious past. And he was delivering his Dars-e Kharij on the subject of fiqh, Islamic jurisprudence. In the middle, he started to talk about irfan. And one of the students raised his voice. He said, teacher, we came here to learn Islamic jurisprudence from you, whereas you started to talk about irfan. And he replied, all the problems of Islamic Ummah are because of the fact that our irfan got separated from our faith. Such a great response. I really love to mention this sentence.
I invite you to listen to the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Till then, have a nice time.
Food for thought.
Hello, dear friends, and let us start the day by reflecting on a statement by Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, regarding his immaculate daughter, Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her. Surely my daughter Fatima is the leader of all women from the beginning to the end. She is part of me and the light of my eyes. She is the flower of my heart and is my soul. She is a human Huri, who whenever she stands in prayers in the presence of her Lord, exalted is his name, her light illuminates the skies for the angels, like stars shine to people on earth.
are with you. What about you? IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. In continuing our discussion on the Hadith of Hisham, we have reached the third section, or the third year Hisham. In this section, the Imam alayhi salam, the Imam Kadhim alayhi salam, mentions eight verses of the Holy Quran, all that end with a verb that is derived from the root word of aql. For example, ya aqilun, ta'aqilun, again using the plural form, or the form that indicates a lot of people. So in this certain section, or in this section, the Imam is telling Hisham that these verses, eight of them, obviously we will not go through all eight of them, we do not have the time to do that, that these verses that I hear from the Holy Quran, and what is beautiful about this tradition, it is like a topical exegesis of the Holy Quran. That we see that the Imam himself has brought a certain subject, has brought verses from the Holy Quran explaining that subject. As we call it tafsir al-mawdu'i, or a subject-wise explanation of the Holy Quran. So if someone had to ask, you know, where does this come from? Because someone could ask that, no, the Imam Kadhim alayhi salam was one who actually did this. Someone could argue that from this tradition that he gave to Hisham. So the Imam says, oh Hisham, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made such verses a guide for people. Verses here means the verses of the Holy Quran. To know Him. By knowing that there is someone managing their affairs. And that He is that someone. That these verses are showing that, you know, don't think that everything is just running by itself automatically. No. It has been set in a particular system. Now, we do have certain, you know, illogical beliefs regarding this. We don't want to get into that. But what is known, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has created a perfect system, and the system will continue by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for example, one of the verses that Imam mentions is this beautiful verse. And he says that He has subjugated night and day, the sun and the moon for your benefit. And the stars have been subjugated by His command. Indeed, there is a sign in this for people who use their intellect. لِقَوْمٍ يَأَقِلُونَ. So here we see that this verse is very similar to the previous one that we mentioned. But here, it is showing that these are blessings for you to make use of them and to think about it. That these are blessings that I have been given by who? Who has given me these blessings? And by thinking upon a person will realize that, no, there is a manager, a person who is in control of these blessings. They have been put there for a specific purpose. They're not there just for fun. So again, the Imam mentions seven other verses in this section. Obviously, we do not have time to go all through all the verses. So I recommend my dear brothers and sisters to follow up in this section 3 of this tradition. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your
us for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
Iqra بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu Alaikum. You're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, program that broadcasts from Voice of Islamic Republic of Iran. And its aim is to bring the recitation of the Holy Quran into our lives. In this program, first we are going to have some quotes about the Holy Quran by some Western scholars. Then we are going to listen to some verses by famous reciters. After that, Brother Muhammad, the expert of Tajweed, is going to analyze the recitation. And at the end, we have a segment called Attractiveness of the Holy Quran, presented by Brother Yasser Ibrahim. Stay tuned. The Quran is a book in which its beauty is confessed by even non-Muslim scholars. In this segment, we are going to listen to some quotes from different scholars about the Noble Quran. Laura Vecchia Valieri, 1893-1989, was an Italian Orientalist and a professor at the University of Naples. She has the following to say about the Holy Quran. The Heavenly Book of Islam is miraculous and inimitable. Its style is totally unprecedented in Arabic literature, and its peculiar impact on the spirit of the human being derives from its special and superior characteristics. How is it possible that such a book should be the work of Muhammad, an Arab who had never studied? We find in this book a treasury of knowledge beyond the capacity of the greatest philosophers and statesmen, and for this reason, it's also impossible to regard the Quran as the work of an educated person. Dear brother and sister in Islam, now it's time to listen to the recitation of verse 7 of Surah Ash-Shura, recited by Sheikh Hamdi Zamil.
وكذلك أوحينا إليك قرآنا عربيا لتنذر أم القرى ومن حولها وكذلك أوحينا إليك قرآنا عربيا لتنذر
صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم, dear brothers and sisters. You're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran. And what you just listened to was the recitation of Surah Ash-Shura, verse 7. By Sheikh Hamdi Zamil. We want to analyze this recitation now in terms of tajweed. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa kadhalika awhayna ilayka Qur'anan arabiyya. Sheikh Hamdi Zamil is reciting in Warsh, an Nafi'. This is the riwayah he's using. He's not reciting in Hafs on Asim. So the rules of tajweed differ a little bit. For example, the Matul Munfasil Awhayna Ilayka. In Warsh, you have to lengthen it to 6 vowel counts. You don't have a choice like in Hafs to lengthen it to 2, 4, or 5 vowel counts. وكذلك أوحينا إليك قرآنا. Now, just because the riwayah is warsh, it doesn't mean that all of the rules of tajweed are different. There are many rules of tajweed that are the same for both warsh and hafs. For example, here قرآن, the ra is pronounced with tafkhim. Warsh does not pronounce this ra with tarqiq, because ra is preceded by a letter with dhamma. Qur'anan arabiyya. We have ilhar of nun sakina. Qur'anan arabi. The nun sakina is pronounced completely and clearly in both warsh and hafs on asim. عربية لتنذره. Warsh says لتنذره, pronounces the ra with tarqiq. Why? Because the ra is preceded by a letter with kasra, but in hafs it's pronounced with tafkhim because the ra has a fatha. لتنذره, لتنذره. Now, قُرَى. Warsh here says قُرَى instead of قُرَى, which Hafs says. Why is that? Because this is a ya uzaida, which means this ya is not actually a ya, it's an excessive ya, it's actually an aliful mad, so it has to be pronounced with taqlil, and taqlil makes a ra مرقق. Okay, so you have to pronounce را with تقليل. When the alif المد of a را has تقليل, it makes it automatically مرقق. You don't say قراء, you say قراء. And تقليل means that 75% of the alif المد is alif المد and 25% of it is ياء المد. وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا وَتُنْذِرَ. Now here we have إِخْفَى of نُمْ سَاكَنَا تُنْذِرَ. We have the approximation of the ذَال And at the same time, we have to make a nasal sound for two vowel counts. يوم الجمع لا ريب فيه ريب. The ra is pronounced with tafkhim. فريق في الجنة. The ra of فريق is pronounced with tarqiq again because it has a kasra. Okay, even Warsh pronounces it with tarqiq, not tafkhim. Warsh does not say fariq. It's impossible to pronounce ra here with tafkhim. Fariqun fil jannah wa fariqun fis sa'ir. Again, as-sa'ir. Ra is pronounced with tarqiq. Okay, brothers and sisters, that's it for today's episode of Let's Recite the Quran. God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear brothers and sisters, we continue our discussion and our story on As'ad and Utba. We came to this point in the story where As'ad entered Mecca and he entered into the house of Utba, and they had a discussion, and As'ad asking Utba for assistance with his problems and the Khazraj tribe's problems in Medina, which was mainly the Aus tribe. So Utba says, we can't help. And then As'ad says, why? You seem easy. What is troubling you? What is taking up your time? And this is where Utba replies and says, there is a person in Mecca who has made the claim that he has been sent by God as a messenger. He is misguiding our youth. He is breaking up families. He is destroying tribal bonds. And he goes on and on and explaining who this person is. So then on hearing this, you know, As'ad becomes curious. Okay, who is this person? And then Utba again says something that you see the thought patterns of the Arabs at that particular time. Utba then says to As'ad that this individual who I'm talking about, who is doing all of this in Mecca, who has made this claim of prophethood and messengership, in terms of nobility, he's, you know, an average. He's just like any other person. There's nothing special about him. He's an average person of nobleness. However, in terms of family ties, in terms of that relationship and the family he comes from, being Banu Hashim, he is higher than us. It means in terms of the Quraysh, the Bani Hashim had a particular and a high level of authority and a high level of regard amongst the Quraysh, and even a highest rank of authority. So in terms of family ties, he is higher than us. So when As'ad heard this, his mind went back to the tribes of Medina. Which tribes? The Jewish tribes. For on many occasions, he must have heard them speaking about an individual who will be coming as a savior for the Jewish people that will arrive in that particular area. And therefore, it is said in history that the Jews migrated towards Medina awaiting the arrival of this holy prophet, of this final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he heard all of this, and he knew that this prophet would one day arrive in Medina. So therefore he asks Utba, "Oh Utba, where can I find this person?" And Utba says that right now he is in the shape. So it is, you know, can be assumed that what is mentioned is the shape of Abi Talib, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family members and small group of believers were exiled from Mecca for a period of 3 years. And Utba says that they only come out on two occasions. One is for the minor pilgrimage or the Umrah of the month of Rajab, and the Hajj and the pilgrimage in the month of Zilhijjah. Other than that, they do not come out from that shape and they stay there. So Utba then says that, you know, so I am here, it is the month of Rajab, I have to perform tawaf. What do I do if I meet him? What should I do in order not to become
affected by him. Inshallah, we'll continue our story in our next episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, that was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And you can also visit us on our website, that is parstoday.com. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Call of Islam Radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق
First methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا أو يوه بليه استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagian.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. These days are the days that the light of the Ahlul Bayt, the light of the Imam of our time, started to shine on the earth again. Through the revolution of the Ahlul Bayt, the Islamic revolution, and establishing in one part of the world, starting in that part of the world, the Islamic government, the government of the 12th Imam, Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. We believe generally that there are certain times that God Himself says, His hand for us is more visible. And he calls them Ayyamullah, the day of Allah. In other words, it's so bright and so clear that God did this. The revolution after the entirety of the Muslim world is in shackles, in chains, suppressed. The clergy of Muslimin from whatever sect that's actually remnants of the teachings of the Prophet, be it Sunni or Shia, they're all under the control, the authority, the iron fist of the colonialist kafir powers of the world. Whether it's Azhar in Egypt, whether it is the Hawza in Najaf, the Hawza in Qum, the clergy schools and the clergy in Turkey, the clergy in wherever you can imagine, it's all under the authority and in shackles provided and created by the colonialists. The cities of Islam, Mecca, Medina, under a British puppet, in other words, under the authority of the British. Al Saud represented the British and later the Americans. This is how Muslimin were living. Israel, the Zionist government officially took that land, even kicked all the Muslimin out, killed many of them, and said, we're even changing the name of this land to Israel. The rest of it through puppet governments, all Muslimin throughout the world, now under the control and authority of kuffar. Their religion is being attacked in so many different ways. The center of the Sunni Islamic government, which was the Ottoman Empire, the center of it was current day Turkey. The clergy could not wear their clergy clothes. The women had to remove their hijab. Their script was changed. They had Arabic script, just like Iran does, just like Pakistan does. We use Arabic script. They changed that to Western script. Now, Turkish people, most of them, they cannot read their own Turkish works prior to the period when the colonialists. Hijabs were removed in Iran forcefully. All the rules of God were fought against. This is what was happening to all Muslimin worldwide. In one part of the Muslim lands, for all Muslimin, the shackles were removed. People were freed, starting with that part. And that was very much clearly miraculous and divinely guided. Very, very evident. Don't hear it from me. Don't take it from me. Go back and find whatever documentaries. Everyone is caught by surprise. Then when you read the details of who did what did Imam Khomeini say, what did he do, what steps did he take, what did people do, how could this have happened in this way without a divine guidance that is guiding the mind of the leader and those involved in it? That's another, for another time. This was very miraculous. Clearly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed. What I'm emphasizing on, I keep saying all Muslimin. When the revolution succeeded, again, go back and read that. All Muslimin were extremely happy. They all saw it as the victory of Islam at that time. Everyone. Shia, Sunni. In a matter of days, the Palestinians, they came to the Islamic Republic, met with the leaders. The Israeli embassy was changed into a Palestinian embassy. Right when the revolution succeeded, the Israeli embassy was taken out. We don't have such a country. There's no such government. There's no embassy. They had to leave. And when the Palestinians came, the embassy was given to them. That was their embassy, and it still is. Palestinians came very happy. Pakistan was the first government, and I think the next day, second day after the revolution succeeded, recognized the ambassador in Pakistan, gave a talk. I think it was broadcasted on the television. It was in Farsi. And they were the first to recognize the Islamic Republic of Iran. And you can see the joy in everyone, all these Muslimin that are getting that news. Everyone is extremely happy. Why? Because they're all mu'minin. They all see this as a victory of Islam. What part of it applies to us? Okay, so we see this and we should see this. And I've emphasized and I will continue to emphasize. We should see this as something that's relevant to us. Whether we have an Iranian lineage, like half of me. Whether half of a person or from both parents, their roots are in Iran or they're not. This is something that's relevant to all of us. All Muslimin. There are some who understand this. There are some who haven't or don't. And that's relevant to what we are going to discuss. So what, besides seeing that, is there anything that is relevant to us from the points that were mentioned? The answer is yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He gives a blessing, then with it comes responsibilities. And He tells us, as He did to Banu Israel, I gave you this blessing. كُلُوا مِن طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. There's rizq that's coming to us through the revolution. The literature that has been made available to us, Islamic literature that's been made available to us after the revolution, is the rizq from the revolution. The work of the ulama that's been translated the ulama themselves that have been trained, the word of Islam, the television channels, all this that's happening globally is a rizq that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us through the revolution. Otherwise, no part of the world would have had the liberty to produce this. They would not have the technologies to do it. And whatever would remain of Islam would be a version created by the kuffar, just like Wahhabism, just like Baha'ism, and just like other creations that they've had. That would be the only thing that remains of it. No real Islam, true Islam. All these are rizq from Allah. Kulu, take it, wala tatghaw. Don't disobey. Don't rebel.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Azim Alim Halim Hakim Mateen
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio.
Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Ocean of Dua.
Inna inni as'aluka al-huda wa at-taqwa wal-'afiyah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear listeners, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Rarsi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of The Ocean of Dua. In this version of the program, inshallah, we will discuss the true meaning of prayer and dua, the value of prayer, ways of reaching the Almighty Allah, acceptance, and also benefits of dua. So stay with us. Dear brothers and sisters, as you may have been previously with us, we were talking about one important question. We were trying to answer the question with regard to the divine will. The question was the position of supplication in relation to divine will. And actually, can supplication change something which is subjected to the will of the Almighty Allah? We elaborated on the relation between the divine will and the law of causality, and we concluded that the divine will reigns over the law of causality, but how? By itself, by the law of causality. For further explanation in this regard, you can refer to the previous programs, which are available at the website Pars Today, or you can refer to the article named The Supplication in the Eyes of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, available in the website of al-islam.org. We also explained the relationship between the will of Allah and the law of causality. But now we are going to move on to talk about one important concept, the change in Almighty Allah's decree in creation. This is exactly the meaning of change.